This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Joint Legislative Committee on the Budget met Thursday to resolve the $313 million shortfall left over from the past fiscal year.
This has been a very useful exercise, I think, for us to be going through. As a result of that exercise, the cut to higher ed being proposed today is approximately $12 million instead of $18 million.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden was referring to meetings held with lawmakers who last month refused to approve the governor's plan for eliminating that deficit. But he warned them the cuts they'll have to consider next month due to the current year shortfall discussed by the Revenue Estimating Conference Tuesday will go much deeper.
Greg told us that he believed the shortfall was approximately $257 million. Manfred, our other economist, believes that that number was $464 million. Unfortunately, neither one of them believes things are going to get better or that we're not going to be facing a deficit.
Senate Finance Chair Eric LaFleur muttered,
"We need to find some more optimistic economists."
Senator Sharon Hewitt of Slidell asked why they couldn't get into the pots of money known as statutory dedications, stat deds.
There's money in stat deds, so isn't that money just sort of sitting around?
Darden responded,
"The legislature has made a decision to say that a certain source of revenue is going to be dedicated for a particular purpose. Dedicated, because you said they're that important.
Well, maybe that's why we've had a budget deficit for the last 7 years. We're dedicating more and more funds. We dedicated some funds this last session, did we not? It's like a nightmare that won't ever end."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.